Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Ever feel like life is one giant game of Tetris? You know, blocks falling from all directions trying to fit them in, and sometimes just ending up with a mess. We all get there. But the thing is, stress doesn't have to be the default setting for our lives. It's not about avoiding those tough blocks altogether, it's about learning how to manage them before they become a chaotic avalanche. Today, we're diving into some stoic wisdom that can help you level up your stress management game and turn those Tetris moments into opportunities for growth. First things first. Stress is unavoidable. Life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and sometimes our own thoughts become the biggest stressors. But here's the secret sauce. You don't have to be a victim of stress. Stoicism teaches us that we can choose how we react to these challenges. It's about focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, our actions, our responses, and letting go of what's outside our sphere of influence. Think of it like this. Imagine you're at a buffet. You can't control the food that's offered, but you can choose what to put on your plate. Same goes for stress. Number one takeaway. Accept what you can't control. That might sound obvious, but it's powerful. When you realize there are things beyond your grasp, you free up mental energy to focus on what truly matters, your reactions and choices. Next, practice mindful awareness. This isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, feel your feet on the ground. When stress hits, bring yourself back to this grounded state. You can even use visual cues like focusing on a calming image or object to help anchor yourself. Number 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can go into overdrive with what-ifs and worst-case scenarios? Stoicism encourages us to question these thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is it based on facts or just fear? Often, we realize those negative narratives are exaggerated or simply untrue. Number 4. Focus on what you can control, your actions and responses. Instead of dwelling on the problem, shift your energy towards finding solutions. Even small steps can make a difference. Break down overwhelming tasks into manageable chunks, prioritize your to-do list, and delegate when possible. And finally, cultivate gratitude. It sounds cliché, but genuinely appreciating the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost your resilience. Take a moment each day to acknowledge what you're grateful for, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny morning. Now, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and all those what-if-I-mess-up thoughts are swirling in your head. Instead of letting fear take over, remember these stoic principles. Accept that some nervousness is normal, it's part of the human experience. Focus on your breathing. Bring yourself back to the present moment, challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself of your preparation and strengths. Then, channel your energy into delivering a powerful and engaging presentation. Remember, you don't have to be perfect, just strive to do your best. You got this. This episode is all about taking control of your stress response. It's about remembering that while life throws curveballs, you hold the power to choose how you react. By embracing these stoic principles, accepting what you can't control, practicing mindfulness, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on your actions, and cultivating gratitude, you can build a more resilient mindset and navigate those stressful moments with grace. So, go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stress-busting wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep training your mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.